from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
No time to dilly-dally today. We got to get right to it. Quinn and Chris with a very short get-together ahead of Padres baseball. Welcome into San Diego's number one sports talk station, 97.3 The Fan, Chris Ello. Tony Gwynn Jr. is in Washington, D.C. Of course, he's with the Padres, but unable to join us today. Things didn't quite fall our way, so with the game coming up shortly, Tony's already down in the locker rooms and coaches meetings and whatnot. So we'll have to skip Tony today. But Scraby's alongside, and Sam Levitt's out lurking in the hallway.
I love that word.
He's lurking. He's getting ready to come in and do the Padre pregame show in about 35 minutes. So we don't have a lot of time, but we welcome you in. And we're glad you've decided to spend a little time with us today. Padres and Nationals. To me, if the Padres go to the postseason this year, that's a ways off. But if they end up going to the postseason, is everybody going to do what I do and look back to the series against the Nationals as one of the key moments of the season?
Yes.
You know, I really think it is.
It was a lightning rod.
They were 41-41 when that series began on June 24th. So it was a month ago, exactly a month ago. And, of course, they won all three games. But it was the way they won all three games that stands out. Took them to 44-41. They would end up winning two more in Boston to start the next road trip. Of course, now they've come back to 500 and then bounced back over 500. So I don't know that you can call it like the ultimate turning point that sent the Padres on their way, because even though they got on their way with 12 out of 15, they gave it right back, right? They lost 7 out of 8. So they were right back where they started from. But I think when this season's over, if it ends up the way we all want it to, then the National Series is going to be kind of the one. You know, where this that galvanized this team. I mean, it all started on Monday, June 24th, first game of the series. Do you remember what happened? Padres took an early 3-0 lead. Washington scratched its way back. Single runs in the third, fifth, and seventh. Game went to the 10th inning. Not only did our guy, Keibert Ruiz, double in the go-ahead run, but then Nick Senzel, who's no longer even with the Nationals.
That's true, yeah.
Hit a 2-run homer, and Washington celebrated what they thought was a 6-3 victory.
Yeah.
only to see the Padres come up in the bottom of the 10th inning and go hit, 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 walk, hit, hit, hit. Two runs in, two out, still trailing by one. And, of course, Profar raked the ball to right center field. It would have been a double, except for once he got to first base, he made a left turn and ran toward the Nationals dugout and celebrated. And that seemed to kick off all of the fireworks that we got to see the next night on June the 25th. I mean, it bears recalling it.
No, it definitely does.
But I mean, that was the game of the year to this point.
If the Padres make the playoffs, I think I look back at this most recent series against the Guardians coming out of the break.
You think this is the
one? Good team in their house. I think that the Washington
series... But there was nothing memorable about what happened in the Guardian series.
I don't care. Well, for us, yes, memorable is important. But for the guys, don't you think they would take the series win over a big home run?
I think the galvanizing of this team, though, took place in the series against Washington. And it took place in the second game when, in the bottom of the first inning, Jerks and Profar came to bat. And Keibert Ruiz had an issue.
Yes.
And continued with his issue.
He did.
Until Manny Machado came in and shoved Keibert Ruiz away and said, get out of here. Stop.
Yeah, I remember.
And the benches emptied and on it went. And then Mackenzie Gore, after being warned, hit Profar with the very first pitch that he threw. Granted, he hit him in the ankle, but he hit him. The umpiring crew chose to do nothing other than to throw Mike Shildt out of the game for complaining.
Yes.
And that was as ludicrous as it gets until Manny Machado, the guy who really had kind of kicked off the whole dust-up by pushing Ruiz out of the way, hit the first pitch into the left field seats for what I think most of us agree might be the highlight moment of the entire first half of the season.
I will agree with that. That was huge. I remember I was driving. I was so excited. Oh,
you couldn't help but be excited when Manny hit that home run. It was almost as loud, if not as loud, as the moment that Brandon Drury hit the grand slam 2 years ago on the night that Juan Soto debuted. Anyway, Washington would come back in that particular game on a home run by the hated Jesse Winker.
That's true.
And they would take a 4-2 lead. What everybody forgets is that it was Donovan Solano's two-run single that put the Padres back ahead 5-4. And then, of course, Profar got the ultimate revenge with his grand slam. The Padres would hang on to win 9-7. That was the second game. The third game of the series is kind of the forgotten one. That was the game, though, that Kyle Higashioka hit not one, but two homers, the second being a grand slam. So it was back-to-back days that the Padres hit grand slams against the Nationals. Padres led 8-0 in that game. And the Nationals scored 5 in the ninth to make it interesting before the Padres would hang on and finally win. That was the first series between these two teams. Now, there's people on both sides. On our side, we've got Mike Shildt, the man who said, we won't start it, but we sure will finish it. I think that bears reminder, because if anything should start in this series, I expect Mike Shildt to finish it. Profar is going to be in the middle of this one way or the other. When he comes to bat in the first inning tonight, I would be shocked if there's anything other than a cascade of 30,000 or how many ever the Nationals average in attendance.
Like 10?
10,000? I don't know what they average. But I think it's booze. Nothing but booze for Profar.
It's going to be interesting because that means that the Nationals fans care. So
Dave Martinez says he doesn't care, but Dave Martinez also said that Gore didn't hit him on purpose, and then the next day basically admitted that he did.
And he said that we're not going to take that.
I don't believe anything Dave Martinez says.
Yeah.
His team got whipped all three games when it was all said and done. Do the Nationals feel like everything ended on even terms? Or is it possible that the Padres don't feel like things ended on even terms? After all, Profar got hit, but no national player was ever retaliated against.
Here's what I don't want to happen, Chris. As much as I want, who's pitching tonight? Matt Waldron?
No.
Wait.
Vasquez.
As much as I want Randy Vasquez to drill like Jesse Winker or something, I don't want that to happen. Just go out there.
Why not?
Play your game.
Oh,
win
come
some
on.
Games. I know. I'm the guy who wants that to happen. But at it's the, in the Padres have already taken, they've already won this battle in the mental space.
They haven't. If the Nationals, the Nationals sweep them this week, they have won nothing. I, at the very least, think the Padres owe Keibert Ruiz one shot to the ankle. I just think that is, you know, more than fair. You're talking about hitting Winker. I'm not worried about Winker too much, even though he had, after the first game,
to go after a fan
in the stands, some old guys like 70 years old, and Jesse Winker's challenging him.
Yeah, both sides were a little embarrassing.
All right, probably nothing will happen. Most of the time, it's much ado about nothing, but here we are again. With the Nationals and the Padres, game one of the series. Sam Levitt's pregame show is now only 30 minutes away. DJ Herz, young left-hander, will pitch for the Nationals. That had been up in the air for a while, but they finally made up their mind. Herz was the starter in the final game of the series the first time around, the one that Higashioka hit two home runs. And Herz took the loss in that game. When the Padres went 8-5, Vasquez did not face the Nationals the first time around, if you're wondering. The race for the wild card, though, so fun. I know it's too early to play scoreboard because there's still 60 games left, but I just love it when there's five teams fighting for two playoff spots and the five teams are separated by 1.5 games.
I'm officially allowed to look at the schedule next Thursday.
I just love baseball when you got five teams within a game and a half. And I'm going to tell you something. The Braves are not in the clear.
No, not at all.
They are nowhere near in the clear.
No, losing Ozzie Albies is pretty big.
Pretty big. Not only that, Max Fried is on the DL also, along with the season-ending injuries to Strider and Acuna.
Those are four superstars
that you're taking off the Braves. They're only three games ahead of the Cardinals. But for the moment, you got the Cardinals in the second spot. You got the Mets in the third spot. Pirates and Padres a half game back. Diamondbacks one game back. I love this because every night you can go from the second wild card spot to being in sixth place.
I don't love
that. In every game. Oh, it puts so much fun on these games. And I don't know, we are now exactly a week from the trade deadline. The trade deadline is a week from today. Who is going to be willing to trade anybody? I mean, that's the question. I mean, if you look in the National League, every team but the Rockies and Marlins is within 4.5 games of a playoff spot. And the Cubs say they're kind of leaning towards next season, but I don't get that.
How could you give up when they're right there?
They've won two in a row. They're 3.5 back of a spot. What if they win four or five in a more in a row before next week?
Shouldn't they know that they can make a comeback? Didn't they lose the spot? They lose a bunch of games down the stretch
last
year?
They were in the wild card spot for the first 2 months of this season.
So they should know that it happens.
Yeah,
I
don't know why.
You can make your way back.
I don't know why the Cubs would be giving up. The Nationals are the last place team in the group, but they're only 4.5 back, where the Padres are a half back. This series could basically turn the Nationals into sellers, or the Nationals could win two out of three over the Padres, and they too could be very much back in the race. I love this. This is exactly what baseball intended by having three wild cards, by having it wide open, by having so many teams in contention. It's great for the game.
Yeah.
It's great for the game. If you look at the schedule in the National League tonight, St. Louis is playing Pittsburgh. That's two of the five teams.
I don't know. Paul Skeens is on the mound, Chris. It's a win for Pittsburgh.
Okay, well, then don't show up if you're the Cardinals. What do I care? Padres are playing Washington. Cubs are, you know, their game matters. Giants are playing the Dodgers. That matters. Reds were, you know, they're playing interleague, but it matters to them. It's fantastic. I love it. Trade deadline a week away. I think all the general managers sitting back going, what should we do? I don't think anybody knows quite what to do. The rumor, the reason why the name Garrett Crochet keeps coming up is because, frankly, the White Sox might be the only team in all of baseball that are so bad, after all. They're 48 games below 500.
All right, well, that team does not have a chance.
They've lost eight in a row right now.
Ugh. They've had two stretches of like almost double-digit.
Oh, I know.
Wasn't it like 15
games in a row?
They had a 14
earlier this year, yeah. They are 48 games below 500 for those keeping track. But that's why Garrett Crochet's name keeps coming up. And everybody, not everybody, but a lot of people think, well, the Padres are destined to get him. Okay. But the Cardinals are destined to get him. So are the Mets, Pirates, Diamondbacks, Cubs. And in the American League, the Orioles, Red Sox, Mariners, Rays, Twins, they're all destined to get him too.
I don't think the Padres...
So why do the Padres think they're going to win out?
I don't think the Padres should trade for either Crochet or Skubal, because that means you're probably giving up Leodalis, DeVree, and Ethan Salas, or one of the other, and they've already said that those guys are off limits. I think they go and they specifically target guys on bad teams that can help the team and not cost them too much.
I've got the perfect guy.
Okay.
Tyler Anderson.
Yes, I was thinking about him last night, actually.
He's on the Angels. They're 12 and a half back. They're not going to make it. He's been an all-star two of the last 3 years.
Pitched well against the Padres this year.
He pitches well against everybody. You know, he's a good, solid left-handed pitcher who could go right into the five spot in this rotation with no problem at all. I don't think he would cost you either DeVries or Salas.
No.
Right?
Maybe like a Dylan Lesko, Robbie Snelling. But those guys... I'm willing to give up for someone like Tyler Anderson because that will produce immediate results for the Padres.
All right. Well, Padres will be looking for some results tonight. Game one of their series against the Nats. We'll give you some lineups. We'll get you ready for the game. Give you a little update on all the other things going on in sports on this Tuesday. Catch you up on the Olympics are coming up starting Friday.
Oh, the opening ceremony.
Did you know that?
I did.
I mean, you knew it, but you hadn't really thought about it, right?
Yeah, Mr. Olympics, remember?
You know what I'm going to do when we come back while you play that? I'm going to say something that probably isn't very patriotic.
Oh no. Why? Why you got to kill the Olympic fun before it even starts?
I'm going to kill a little of the patriotism when we come back, along with updating you on everything else going on in sports on this Tuesday. Gwen and Chris, glad you're with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, iXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. iXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get iXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off iXL membership when they sign up today at iXLlearning.com/audio. Visit iXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Trying to get me to be patriotic, it's not gonna work. Not gonna work, I tell you. Crisello, about to be un-American?
Yes, what is happening?
Matt Scraby, you might be un-American with me. You don't know what I'm gonna say yet.
I know.
You may be in full agreement with me on this. In fact, knowing you the way I do, I predict it's more likely you're going to agree with me than likely you won't agree with me.
And it's un-American, okay.
In my un-American take.
Okay, let's hear it.
But I think there's a good chance you may be right with me.
I don't want to be un-American, but let's hear it.
I don't either. But I'm being forced to in a lot of ways here.
Okay.
Before we get to that, reminder, Sam Levitt's EcoWater SoCal Padre pregame show follows us in about 20 minutes. Tony Gwynn Jr. getting ready for the game, and the timing of such things, not able to be with us here, but he is in D.C., and he and Jesse will have the call of the game a little after 3:40, actually about 3:45 this afternoon, Scraby tells me.
Yes, yes.
Padres and the Nats. All right, here's my un-American
take. Let me get the gasp ready.
I don't think you need to gasp for this one.
Okay, let's hear
it. I think you might need to applaud this one.
Okay, I have the applause ready too.
I'm not necessarily rooting for the United States men's basketball team to win the gold medal. They're kind of just stuffy, arrogant, and dismissive of the rest of the field. So much arrogance for a team that beat South Sudan by 1 point, beat Germany by 4 in some of the prelim games. And I just don't like their style of play. It's superstar basketball. There's nothing close to team basketball. I don't even know that Steve Kerr has given these guys a single play to run. It honestly feels like you get over half court, give the ball to one of the five guys, the other four guys go spot up, and either Tatum or LeBron or Ant-Man or whoever it is whose turn is with the ball will attack, and if they double team, we'll kick it to Curry for a three. I don't find much team basketball played by the United States side. Now, I haven't necessarily scouted all the rest of these squads, okay? But I still think basketball is a beautiful game that is played by a team, and I love to see a team in concert. I understand that they're just kind of getting it together. Maybe they'll get a little better as they go. But South Sudan outplayed them. Germany outplayed them. The United States beat them because of just pure raw talent alone. And the greatness of LeBron James, frankly. But do you really need LeBron James to get a gold medal? Do you really need Jason Tatum to get one? Are you going to have a tear in your eye for Ant-Man?
I just got off the phone with the police and I reported treason. I reported some treason because I can't possibly
be the only person thinking this heading into the Olympics.
I do agree that this team seems unlikable.
Seems
very unlikable. But I'm not going to cheer against my own country because of it. Like, this is, I'm Team USA all the way. And I don't care if this team is unlikable as long as they bring home the gold, Chris.
Really?
That's all I care about.
It means that much to you, huh?
I don't care what type of basketball they play. If LeBron shoots 80 baskets a game.
Sydney McLaughlin, Katie Ledecky, Simone Biles, bring me gold. LeBron James, I think it would be almost hilarious if you came home without it.
Man, our reactions are getting split reactions on the chat.
Okay, well, because you're getting more than I thought.
You're getting, I'm not a LeBron James fan, but I'm not a traitor either.
Well, if anybody's wondering, this shirt I'm wearing today looks to be a little bit the colors of South Sudan. I don't know. They seem to wear light blue. I don't know. You're right. I can't open up and openly root against our team. That's not right. But that's how unlikable these guys are to me.
And you know what is
and
the best
part? That's how arrogant they are.
But you know what the best part about the Olympics is, Chris? You don't have to watch the basketball team once if you don't want to. And then you could just see that they won the gold medal and move on.
The women's team, 1,000% behind, and want to see them blow it wide open and run away with the whole thing.
Are the women ahead of the world like the dream team was at the time?
No.
I have no idea.
I don't think it's quite to that level. I think they're ahead, but not that level. I don't know. If the United States were to lose to, say, Serbia in the first game and Jokic dunks a couple of times on Jason Tatum's head, wouldn't bother me too much.
This is an extremely...
Look, there's a couple of things I'm upset about, first of all. First of all, I'm upset that they kicked Kawhi Leonard off the team. And I take that a little personally as an Aztec.
Gosh.
Why, oh my gosh?
Because
Kawhi Leonard is healthy. He wanted to play. The Clippers said, we want him to play. And Steve Kerr said, no, I got to have Kevin Durant, who's hurt and not playing. This makes no sense whatsoever, and so I'm upset about that. Secondly, I happen to like Jaylen Brown a whole lot better than I like Jason Tatum. And I also like Jaylen Brown better than Derek White, who they also chose from the Celtics.
Yeah, Derek White is
and
a weird
I
one.
Like Jaylen Brown better than Jalen Holiday, Drew Holiday, they also took from the Celtics.
Yeah, the Derek White one is a little interesting. Gotta say.
Look, I hold nothing against Derek White. I like him as a player. But Jaylen Brown got, I just overlooked, hosed. I mean, I don't know how else to put it.
Is there any talk of like maybe he didn't want to play? I would assume
I don't think so. He wanted to play. He said as much. So did Kawhi. All right. I got one more thing on you, then we'll get back to patriotic radio and see whether you agree with me on this. And I don't think this is unpatriotic.
Is this un-American too? Okay.
I don't think so.
All right.
I don't like their choice of flag bearer. the United States.
Okay, I kind of agree with this.
I want to see if you can get behind this. LeBron James lives his life
in the spotlight.
In the spotlight.
Yes.
Everybody looks at him every minute of every day. Give somebody else who's worked their entire lives quietly out of the spotlight.
Give the javelin thrower the opportunity.
Put them in the spotlight and let them carry in the flag.
Couldn't
Is that
agree
too much
more.
To ask for?
Could not agree
okay.
more.
So you're with me on that
Because,
one.
Yes, you're right. LeBron James goes outside and a million people mob him.
He doesn't need to carry the flag. He's already had so much glory in his life.
Does he even want to be there?
I don't know.
I mean, usually when the Team USA comes out, there's like four guys from the basketball team walking along, everybody else. Remember when they went to Brazil and all the guys were like, which I don't blame them, I'm not staying in the dorms, I'm renting these houses.
Look, Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson and the Dream Team didn't stay in the dorms either.
Now,
these guys have far too much money to stay in the dorms. I get that. All right, that's fine. I mean, look, they live on a different social status than the rest of us.
Yes.
I'm over that part. But, you know, LeBron just doesn't need to carry the flag.
I can get behind
somebody else a little love there.
I agree with that.
All right, you're going to agree with me on that.
Did something happen with Snoop Dogg carrying a flag today?
What?
I think maybe he's
Snoop's
like,
got the flag.
Yeah,
I'm okay with that.
Let me look this up.
If Snoop in the is Snoop in the competition somewhere? I mean, hell, he could probably win the breaking competition just, you know, going out there.
Oh, actually, Snoop Dogg is going to be a torchbearer carrying the Olympic flame in the final stretch before the opening ceremony. He's going to carry the torch through the streets of Saint Denis, the northern Paris suburb that is home, blah, blah, blah. He's going to go right to the Eiffel Tower, it looks like.
Not a boy, Snoop.
Man, what's the marijuana laws in France?
The Olympics can't be the Olympics unless Snoop has some flag duty.
Yeah, that's true. Man, those were very tiring takes because I just didn't know which way to go with them. Like, the first one, I cannot cheer against our Team USA. But the second one, Chris...
I can't.
I'm with you.
There's something about people that seem entitled, like the American basketball team, that just makes me want to see them get knocked down a peg. That's all. I got some support in the chat. You do.
Okay. You also have lots of people like me.
Yes,
who
I know.
Are
I,
waiting
I,
for the,
I was
police, the FBI
that.
To show up so that we can hang you
haul
in the
me off. Haul me off.
Yes, I think they're setting up the gallows right down below now, Chris.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, that's just the way it has to go sometimes. We have a few minutes to go. Let's get back to some baseball. This is something you wanted to talk about. So I'm putting it out there because you love Bobby Witt Jr.
Huge fanboy.
As much as you loved Ronald Acuna last year.
Huge fanboy of Bobby Witt.
And the funny thing to me is all they are is fantasy baseball players on your team. And you, for some reason, seem to think that because these guys are on your team, last year Acuna, this year Witt, that you know, somehow makes you great. And... it really doesn't, you know. I will give you the Bobby Witt one because you didn't have to draft him. You had the second overall pick, right?
Yeah.
You could have drafted any number of
Julio
guys.
Rodriguez.
Strider. Who I ended up with.
Judge.
Aaron Judge. You could have taken a ton of guys, and you went with Bobby Witt Jr. So for that, I give you some credit because he's turned into one of the, you know, really exciting players in baseball. And last night, he had a double and a triple and a homer in the first four innings.
Yes.
So that he was going to get at least one more, maybe two more shots at a cycle.
Yep.
And we've talked about, you know, we talked about yesterday, four home runs in the games happened 18 times. So that's way, way rarer than a no-hitter and even more rare than a perfect game. But a cycle's rarer than a no-hitter also.
Yeah.
And we root for no-hitters. It's just automatic. It's part of it's inbred in us. If the game gets to the sixth, seventh inning, we root for a no-hitter. But a lot of that's being taken away from us by managers and the way they, you know, put ball clubs together.
Yep.
Paul Skeens is pitching tonight for Pittsburgh. Back in the day.
If I could
I know. But back in the day when Nolan Ryan pitched, you kind of had to just glance over your shoulder to make sure he wasn't throwing a no-hitter that night, because if he was, you wanted to tune in. He was capable every time he went out there. Skeens kind of seems the same way, except for the fact that either they ever really let him do one? 7 innings, no hit?
Keep your pitch count down, bro.
He's got to keep it down to like 50.
Michael King on Sunday, his pitch count was perfect for going for that no-hitter because he was pacing like an average of 10 pitches per inning. And so if you get to the seventh at 70 pitches, 75 pitches, I think a manager should give you a chance to go the way. Go the
distance. I think if you go 7 no-hit innings and you're still standing.
130 pitches?
Get the heck back out there and finish your no-hitter. Come on!
How much relief is there for a manager when that hit falls?
seventh inning?
Yeah, when you're like, ugh.
Look, the manager of the Pirates, Shelton, he lost all my respect last week anyway.
Oh, he doesn't care. He said that everybody was in agreement on that decision.
But he gave the reason being that Skeens looked tired the previous inning. He threw like 6 pitches the previous inning.
I didn't know that.
It was just a bunch of malarkey. He didn't look tired. You took him out because the organization made you take him out and refused to allow Skeens to go more than 100 pitches. Just be honest. Don't lie to us.
So what happened with Bobby Witt?
So Bobby Witt comes up in the 6th inning last night with a chance to hit for the cycle. Everybody's all excited about it. He's facing a lousy reliever, Humberto Castellanos of Arizona. Never even heard of this guy.
Me neither.
All Witt needs is a single. The crowd's chanting his name. And first pitch plunks him.
Plunks him in the elbow.
Just plunks him. Mm. Salvador Perez was on deck. Was going crazy, yelling and screaming. I don't like the way it looks, etc. Anyway.
Everybody was very angry on the Royal side.
My hospital friend, Tori Lovello, if you didn't know, he and I were born in the same hospital. Not the same day, but Tori Lovello went a little crazy defending the notion that the Diamondbacks would be throwing at Bobby Witt.
Hold on. The tweet got taken down that I was going to use.
Oh, man.
I'm desperately
We almost
searching.
Had that timed.
I know.
Perfectly.
I'm desperately searching because it just got taken down. Okay, here it is.
I got ejected by Jordan Baker. I never said one thing to Salvador Perez. I love Salvador Perez. I think he's been an unbelievable major league player, and I'm a huge fan of his. I just wanted him to hear what I was going to say to Jordan. And what I said was, if you think in your right mind that I was going to try ask our team or my team to hit the future of Major League Baseball, one of the best players in Major League Baseball, you're crazy. And you lost control of this situation, and you got it wrong. That's exactly what I said to Jordan Baker. And I wanted Salvi to hear that. I want him to take it back to their dugout to make sure that he understood that that's how I felt about the situation, and that's how I feel about Bobby Witt Jr. He's an unbelievable player, and I would never, ever endorse hitting another player. I would never, ever do that. So if they felt like there was intent, they should have whacked Castellanos right on the spot. I would have been fine with that.
It's too long to play the full thing, but I didn't. I love how he said
Castellanos was the guy that hit him. Here's the only thing I'll say about that for Tori Lovello. In the middle of that, and he was very calm, which I appreciate, instead of ranting and raving.
He does seem like a calm guy.
In the middle of that, he said, and I quote, "I would never endorse the hitting of another player." Period.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind
in the future.
As the world goes along here. You
That's
know,
a good point.
It's pretty hard to believe that the Arizona manager would go through his entire career without endorsing the hitting of a player. But then again,
I kind of believe him, actually.
You do?
He seems like a stand-up dude.
I think he is, too. But there comes a time where every now and again you feel like plunking is important.
Well, maybe there's some unofficial rule. I'm never going to tell you to plunk, but if you plunk, I'm not too mad at it.
All right. Well, we'll keep eye on this.
This is me. Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, you almost forgot that the show is over. You're having so much fun.
We
got
to get going.
All right, Sam Levitt's Eco Water SoCal Padre pregame show is next. He's as American as apple pie, so you're in good hands.
True.
Chris Zello, if I don't get arrested by the authorities, I'll be back tomorrow.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
As a parent, you always want to set your child up for success. So when they're struggling in school or they need help with homework, you try your best to step up. But sometimes you might not be equipped to answer. And it's better to leave that to the experts from IXL Learning. IXL Learning is an online learning program for kids. It covers math, language arts, science, and social studies. IXL can help your child really understand and master topics in a fun way with positive feedback. Powered by advanced algorithms, IXL gives the right help to each kid, no matter the age or personality. And when you sign up, one subscription gets you everything you need for all the kids in your home, from pre-K to 12th grade. IXL is used in 95 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S., with 1 in 4 students across the country using the program. So don't wait any longer. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.